Hello out there. Are you enjoying Wednesday, March the 1st? Can you believe it? Wow. I can't even put into words how fast time is moving and how slow we are about keeping up with it. Right?
Oh,
right.
Absolutely.
Wow. Again, March the 1st. My name is Linda Sims. The name of this show is called A Voice of a People, live here on WGH Talk, also streaming live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You have the opportunity to download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device. And once you do that, please, in the search area, type in WWGH, where you will have advantage of the many talk show programs we have to offer you. Okay, you can also call in during a live broadcast, like right now, by calling 740-383-9944 if you have any questions of my guest or myself, or would like to make any comments about what we may be our subject today. Okay, now let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, of 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, no free produce until April the 15th of 2023. Now, that's soon approaching, so please mark your calendars. Share this with your friends and neighbors. Usually, this will take place at 12 noon until 2 p.m. But remember, not until April the 15th of 2023. We have Cheryl Lee, who is the coordinator of Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Clubs, in all of our elementary schools in Marion City, in Marion County, and North Union counties. She is hosting a silent auction, which will take place March the 4th, which is this Saturday. This takes place at Cornerstone Alliance Church on Route 4 South. Doors open at 10:30. If you would like to purchase tickets or donate something new or something nice, please call her at 740-262-0939. Not only that, she's my guest today, so if you have any questions that you would like to direct towards her, please call into the station. Once again, 740-383-9944. Now, let me share with you a thought for today, which I like to do. Helps get me on the good foot, and hopefully it will help you do the same thing. Okay, now. Let's see what this says. Self-transformer. We have to be careful with that self-transformer because we need God to help us do anything. And that also includes transforming yourself. Become a self-transformer and transform your thought and habits from negative to positive in a second with a powerful break. When you have negative, that is, waste thoughts, the speed of them is very fast. You need to practice applying a powerful brake at a fast speed and bring about change. Before going up a mountain, the brakes are first checked in order to make your stage elevated. Increase your practice of applying a brake to your thoughts from negative to positive. The task of world transformation through your self-transformation will be completed. Put the brakes on between negative and positive thoughts. Isn't that great news?
Absolutely. I've heard of it, like take capture of that thought, you know, when
right.
Something
captivate,
irritating,
yes,
negative,
yes.
But put the brakes on. I like that too.
Yes, me too. And that's Cheryl Lee's voice that you hear in the background. How you doing, Cheryl Lee?
Going crazy. Is that negative? That's just factual. You know, with our luncheon coming up on Saturday,
right.
We had our volunteer, we always have a monthly volunteer meeting. And it's so our, get our business and praises, you know, we right. share with each other. And we had a good meeting last night. We, in fact, I would say it was an excellent meeting, and people were stepping up, because the day of, there's always things that you need a body to do.
Yes, yes.
And so we had a list. We got it filled. I honestly, Linda, you know how it is. I think that I have always worked with the very best volunteers.
Yes.
We may be small, but they are willing.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
We are small in number, but they are really willing to just take on what it needs because they love the Lord.
Amen, you amen. Know? God doesn't need a lot of people to get anything accomplished. And we used to encourage ourselves with those words all throughout all these years. It
yes.
doesn't.
Yes, we have. We have. And you know, our plan, we, as the word says, a man lays out his plans, but God
yes.
brings it to completion.
Yes, he does.
And so, you know, we're always asking, Lord, keep us in your will. Multiply our efforts.
Amen.
And it's, at some point in time, I thought it's awful slow, but it's always in God's timing. So that's a praise the Lord, too, that we don't have to worry about all the little things. And I have everybody in where they need to be, what mm-hmm. they're going to be doing, and if anything goes awry, no one's going to see it. The,
right.
You know, the clubbers who are going to be there to sing, their parents, their grandparents, or any of the public who's coming to share the day with us, they're not going to know any different.
Right.
And that's always nice to know, too. We will have a very nice showing for them. The little ones are going to be singing 4 songs, and that's always fun to be able to see the clubbers and what a little bit of what they're learning. We will have our director, our chapter director, and Marion County is just one county of nine counties. So Mike Todd is a very busy young man, but he has been our director for, about 22, 23
Ooh-wee.
Years. And he does a fabulous job. He does a really good job. So he will be there sharing what we are doing in Marion County, as well as across the county, what our goals are, our chapter, what our goals are. Marion County, personally, we are now in every elementary, like you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
Linda, and we're really excited about that.
Great.
Because the school year of 22-23, we finally got into the last elementary, and that was Liberty, River Valley Liberty. So we're going strong there. Now, I would like to focus on anyone who would be interested in ministering to the middle school.
Yeah, just turn that closer to your
school.
Mouth. There you go. Thank you.
I would really like to focus on getting into some of these middle schools, which we touched on
yes,
last
we
week.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
And the need is so great to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So that is our goal. For Marion County is to start getting into these middle schools. And we can't do that without additional help.
Right.
Additional volunteers. And maybe even some of the retired teachers and aides who have had this kind of training, maybe they would like to step up. It's only one day out of the week. If you're doing one school, if you'd like to do multiple schools, that would be up to you.
Right, right.
So, but the silent auction is this Saturday, like you were saying, and what a wonderful introduction. Appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Thank you.
And, you know, it's always hosted at Cornerstone Alliance Church. This church has, it's got a great venue for this type of activity. They've always supported Child Evangelism Fellowship, and they've always been very good mm-hmm. to us here in Marion County. So I just want to put that out there. It's very easy to find. It's easy to park. There are no steps that anyone has to worry about
right.
going up and down. We will have a fantastic lunch, which is for the donation of $10. It'll be a full spaghetti lunch with meatballs, salad, toasted bread,
mm-hmm.
and wonderful desserts that our ladies are preparing. And then what else? Drinks.
Right.
Did I miss anything? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
And plus, of course, then the entertainment from the kids, from the clubs.
the information from Mike Todd, which is very handy too, that if you're coming for information, you can always sit down with Mike and talk further in depth with him.
Right.
If you're coming for the auction, it's a great outreach for Christian brothers and sisters, but it's great to bring your family and friends who don't know Christ yet, mm-hmm. because they are going to see that they can have fun with Jesus.
Right.
Don't we oftentimes think, doesn't our family think that, how can I have fun? Why would I want to be a part of that? You know, but they can. While they are living the life of truth, they can still enjoy. In fact, that's when God can bless us the most.
That's true.
And they can enjoy life to the fullest.
Right.
Plus, with all the hectic things that are going on right now, Linda, with the wars, the rumors of war, with the more powerful earthquakes, you know, 7-point-something. We've had a couple of those the last few weeks. No, excuse me. Yeah, there was.
Right.
And, you know, then all the storms, the windstorms and things. I just lay it at God's throne.
We have to.
Yes.
What else can we do?
That's right. And what a peace. What a peace of mind that we have.
Yes, it is.
And so, yes, I encourage anyone to come. We're going to have wonderful things. And may I go ahead and talk to your listeners about the table sponsors?
Yes, please do.
Last week, we had walked through the churches that has signed up to be a table sponsor. And this week, I'd like to go through the different community businesses.
Okay.
Because a table sponsor is simply someone, as a business or an individual or a church, who is giving us $100 for their name to be promoted. Well, first of all, because they love the Lord, usually.
Right, right.
But it's also an advertisement. If you're a businessman or woman, you know, it's an advertisement mm-hmm. for you, and it goes under your expenses of advertisement. And so we want to let them, give them as much back as we can.
Right, right.
And so anyways, this is just money that we can count on before the doors are even open. And it's nice to have the support that we've been getting. So we have Big P Stop, which is in New Bloomington. It's the convenience store out there, the gas station convenience store. We have a new table sponsor is Conway's Pharmacy. Now, they're in a couple locations, and they're Delaware and I think Mount Vernon. We have Friends of CEF, Dennis and Mary Plotter family, and we have another friend, James Jacob. We have Direct Electric, and Trevor Davis is the electrician here in town. Okay. He does quite a bit of work here in town, but he does a lot of work down in Delaware and Columbus as well. Detmars and Associate CPA, James Detmars. And then we have Generations Realty, Jim Conway. His group is just phenomenal.
Great.
To work with when you're wanting to sell or buy a home mm-hmm. or even possibly rent. Oftentimes the realtors have information on rentals. And then we have Gilead Timber Products Hardware Lumber Store. They're from the Marengo area.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Marengo.
Real good people to work with. We have K9 Cuts and Training. Angie Leib, she has been passionate. Animals and dogs are her passion, and she has been grooming for years, and I don't think there's any dog that she can't handle, or cat. So, and then K&M Vet Medical Clinic, that's in Green Camp, good people to work with. Lucas Batten Funeral Home in Upper Sandusky. Lust Seed Cells, Tina Lust, we'll have all of their names and phone numbers at the event so that you can just take this. We encourage you to take this home because you may not need their service now,
mm-hmm.
but in 3 to 6 months,
you don't know where you're
going to be.
That's so true.
Then we have a Mary Kay consultant, Becca Brandt. We have Ohio Basement Pros, this is a company that we're going into the wet season.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're tired of your basement having the nuisance water or leaking, Mike Buckner is the gentleman to get a hold of. Ohio Basement Pros was one of our businesses for a long time. And as we started stepping back and retiring, Mike was working with us.
Mm-hmm.
And his background is concrete.
Okay.
So I would highly recommend him anytime. We have Paul and Carol Obernayer's Farms. We have Peacock Water and Conditioning. Tim has been very good. He's not only stepped up to be a table sponsor, but he's also supplying the bottled waters for our event. And I thought that was very generous.
Right. Thank you.
Yes. We have Plotner Hardware Store down in Richwood. We have Premium Bank on Barks Road. We have Premium Wealth Financial Services. That's Eric Sparling. And we have, Richwood Family Dental. Dr. Rashidi, I personally go to him.
Okay.
And he is so good. I was waiting to have a tooth extracted, and it was out before I realized it.
Really?
He's very good. Very gentle. I just recently had a lower bridge put in, and the most pain I had was when they had to administer the shot towards the back of my jaw.
Right.
But other than that, I was in and out several times because it's a multi-step multi-step, and he is offering us not only is he stepping up to be a table sponsor, but he's offering us or someone as an auction item a free exam, and then also a second item of a teeth whitening kit. So that's very generous of Dr. Rashidi. We have Scioto Prairie Tree Farm, which is owned by Gary and Terry Height and Shauna Jones. And, of course, when we get closer to Christmas, it's cut your own tree. You know, so they're good people to work with. Sims Therapy, that is from Sam McCurry, and she is the one, not only is she a table sponsor, but she is also offering a one-hour massage.
Ooh.
I know.
That sounds good.
I know it does.
An hour.
Smith Materials. Brad Smith has stepped up to be a table sponsor for a second year, and their materials, you know, their dirt is, you can get the different qualities. It's up to you, and it's up to your budget as to what you want, but they're good people to work with. And Solid Rock Church, I want to add that in because last week when we were talking about the churches, Solid Rock, we weren't sure whether they were going to be able to step up.
Right, right.
But they did.
And, good.
And so I want to give them a kudos for doing that because, it's a step of faith.
Yes, it is.
For some of these smaller churches. And we always want to give them kudos for helping us out. Three Lemons Insurance Agency, Dave Lemon. Personally, what I've done is I've gone out and businesses that I've worked with or had some kind of relationship with, that's who I've asked to be table sponsors. And that's what's happened with some of these others. You know, the volunteers step up and ask.
Right.
Dave has handled our business insurance, and we had many different facets that we had to work with for the bonds, for the liabilities. He has handled it for years, and he's still handling. Now we don't have the need for the business insurance, but he's still handling our personal insurance.
Right.
Real good guy to work with. You don't have to go in personally. He will take over the phone. Do not leave a message for him other than to contact him to call you.
Right.
But he will take your request over the phone, and then he will email you what you need to sign, and you know, you can go back and forth that way. So you really, if you're struggling with getting out and about, there are other ways that he will accommodate you, even through the regular mail if need be. So he's definitely got that personal touch.
That's good.
Which oftentimes with a lot of businesses we're missing.
Oh yes.
And then we have Winix Heating and Cooling. Good company to work with. but I don't think we have any bad heating and cooling companies in Marion. Dealing with them in our just retired.
I've always dealt with Winnings.
Yes.
Yes.
And so I think that we have some really good heating and cooling companies. It's just Winnings has stepped up to be a table sponsor.
That's great.
And that is our businesses and our friends for CEF who have stepped up to help us be table sponsors. And like I said, Linda, it's money that we can count on before mm-hmm. the doors are open. And we're very, very thankful for having these people believe in us.
Amen.
Have confidence in the ministry that
yes.
we're doing.
Yes.
And that they love the children in our community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. Well, God touches people's hearts and minds. You know, mm-hmm. yeah. And there's still people who believe. Praise God for that, right?
Absolutely.
They still believe.
Absolutely.
Still believe.
And praise God that they're willing to take that stand
mm-hmm.
as a business and as an individual family to give to us because the pressure is out there not to.
Right.
Not to. And for any of your listeners, if they would like to give, if they can't come to the auction because their schedule
right.
is busy, they could contact me and I can send them information. We have just a card that I can send to them, and I will send even a self-addressed envelope where it will go, their information will go straight to our chapter treasurer, and we can get them set up on just automatic withdrawal each month.
Right.
And my hope is that we can start getting automatic withdrawals of $20. Because, you know, I was just kind of like figuring this out.
Okay.
And I didn't bring my little numbers with me, my projections. But, you know, if we had 20 people doing $20 at the end of the year, that's a nice chunk.
Yes, it is.
You know, and I think it's like, I'm hoping I'm right, but I think it's like $4,800.
Okay.
So if we could double that by a simple $20 bill each month.
Mm-hmm.
Now for some of us, for some who are like on a fixed income, it would be a step of faith.
Yes.
That they could do this for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that we, in turn, can use that money by staying in the schools.
Right.
By getting the kids, you know, getting the Word of God in front of the children.
Mm-hmm.
By training additional helpers or volunteers, you know, so that $20, we will stretch as far as we can
right.
on getting God's Word in front of the children.
Right.
You know, by being at the county fair, by doing the five-day clubs in the communities, in the parks, and at the community apartment complexes. So that $20 can go a lot. And oftentimes, if you have it set up by a draft, you know, just automatic payment.
Automatic withdrawal, yes.
Yes, automatic withdrawal out of your checking, then we don't have any additional costs involved with that. Where if you do it with a credit card, which we'd still be happy with,
mm-hmm.
but you know we have to pay that ding of possibly $2 to $3.
Yes, yes.
So now your money has shrunk.
Right.
But still it's $17 to $18 that we didn't have before to
right.
work with.
Right.
But the automatic withdrawal out of the checking or debit is wonderful. It's wonderful. So if that's something that they would like to do, and if they call me, I will jot down their name and their address, or if they'd like to text me
yes.
and let me know that they're interested, and if they just do that to the number 740-262-0939, I will send out information to them.
Right.
And also a self-addressed envelope that will go straight to our chapter treasurer, who is really a nice guy.
Right.
Very nice.
Right. And those of you who may be listening to the program today, we are also on Facebook Live. You can go to my page, Linda Sims, and Cheryl Lee is on there. You'll see her face. There's a comment section if you would like to make any comments. I will be checking periodically. That way, if you have any questions, you can type those in. You don't always have to call in, but you can go to the comments section and type in your questions or your comments. I will be checking. You don't have to leave your name, but I will be reading off whatever you type in. So Shirley is here to help you and help guide you to the luncheon and silent auction this Saturday.
And we're going to have some really fun things to bid on. Year after year, if any of your listeners have been catching this year after year, they know we never know what we're going to have.
That's so true.
And until we set up on Friday. But I will tell you, we're going to have some wonderful baked goods, so you do not need any more clutter in your house. And you want to declutter.
Right.
Call me. I will take that declutter. But baked goods.
Yes.
Are always fun to bid on.
Yes,
and
they are.
We have, I mean, I think these ladies and gentlemen, I think they try to outdo. They put forth their very best.
Mm-hmm.
They put forth their very best, and they are great. So baked goods are always wonderful. I think we had a carrot cake, a double layered carrot cake
that went
for $60. Ooh, last year. People were really fighting over that.
Isn't that something?
Trust me, not everything goes that high.
Right, that's so true.
But that was fun to watch.
I was there too last year. I don't remember, but that's okay.
Well, there's so much.
Yes, it is. So much.
Linda, I am amazed at when we're putting everything out on Friday, and then come Saturday when we've shut the auction off, and we're awarding the things to the people.
Right.
I'm like, where did that come from? You know.
So much stuff.
There's so much. There's always a half a dozen or more items. I'm like, I didn't even see that.
That's so true. So true.
But here are some of the things. Grand Hotel in Mount Vernon, Ohio, which Mount Vernon's only an hour away, if that much. They have given us, graciously, a one-night stay package. That includes your breakfast in the morning, but also Mount Vernon has it's called the Woodward Opera House, and a couple of years ago it was on PBS, it was highlighted on PBS because they were renovating it. Well, those renovations are done, and they hold a lot of different entertainment, you know, a lot of different shows and things of that sort in it now. But they have offered where you can call, and there are some restrictions as far as times and stuff, but you can set up to take a tour through the auction. So that's a package that we have. And then we have a representative or a consultant from Scentsy, candles and wax, warmers and wax. Carol Miller is putting together a nice package. We have a friend of CEF who is putting together a package or a basket of Cheryl's cookies. It's, you know, the value of $50, you know, so who doesn't love Cheryl's cookies, right?
Or cookies.
I know. And then we have, of course, like the free cleaning and exam, and then the teeth whitening kit. We have from Susie Criswell, from Lacey with Love gift box. Now, the Criswells, they have a goat farm.
Okay.
And she makes goat lotions and or soaps from the goat milk and the lotions from the goat milk. And so, I mean, that's big. That's a big industry anymore. But
really?
But we have this locally. You know, local. And then we have, oh my gosh, we have a lot of games. Who knows? Guys, I am so sorry. I'm going brain dead right now, but we just have so much to choose from.
Right.
That there is, I'm sure, something for everyone.
Right.
And I can guarantee, as I said last week, that you will have a blast. Come, have a day with your family, with us.
Yes.
You know, have a day with your, like, grab your daughter or grab your mom or your grandma and have them come, like a right. mother-daughter day, you know, and or an outing. And just have a good time with us, because I guarantee it will be a good time.
Right.
There's always something goofy going on. And we, you know, we plan on having a good time
of course.
For you.
Yes.
I just won't guarantee you'll get what you want unless you want to fight for it.
You have to fight for it. Unless you want to bid for it. I'm so serious. You have to fight for it.
Uh-huh. We have a gift basket from the Remit Tea and Coffee.
Okay.
We have Pickwick Place. Now, Pickwick Place is on Route 4 North, and it's in Bucyrus.
Okay.
It's where they've taken some barns and converted them. And it's really a neat place if you've never been there.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a nice day just to go and shop for,
oh, okay.
you know, the
lady. Is it
lady.
Like a thrift store or something? Or
no, it is actually where they have baked goods. They have, I think they consign spaces out. But I wouldn't say it's not a thrift store
okay.
by any chance.
Okay.
But you have different vendors.
Okay.
And that's Pickwick, the Pickwick Place, and they have given us a gift basket.
Okay.
So that's really
you
neat.
Get around, Cheryl Lee.
We do, we do. One of our volunteers, Terry Height.
Okay, Terry.
And
yes.
she works up there, and so this is a gift that she was able to bring in because of her association with them.
That's great.
But it is really a neat place, and there again, it's only about 45 minutes away from us.
Right.
You know, there's all these little nuggets. These are these little pearls to visit and to
yes.
have a good day that just aren't that far away from us.
Good. Good.
Yeah. And look at the things that we have in Marion.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown with all the new eateries.
Yes.
And the little
yes.
shops.
And I hear there's more coming.
I know. And I need to get out there and get to know them so I can ask them to be table sponsors.
That's true. That's true. You have no shame in your game, that's for sure.
I do not. I
yes.
do not. However, I will say that on April 22nd, my sisters, I am a daughter of seven. And my sisters.
Girls? All girls.
All girls. And my sisters are coming into town for mm-hmm. a sleepover. And we are going to peruse the streets of downtown Marion, checking out all the new eateries
right,
and
right.
all the little shops. So I will have an idea of who to contact next year.
I'm sure you will. I don't doubt that at all. Not at all.
Yeah. I just have too much fun serving the Lord.
Yes, yes. And it's a fun time. You
uh-huh.
know, luncheon, silent auction, you get to go shopping. And there's all type of things there, you know,
mm-hmm,
from body baths, soaps, and, you know, wow, all
and,
kind of stuff there.
And we try, gentlemen, to appease you, but, you know, we just don't have enough men giving items.
Right, right.
But we do try to have, it's because this is not just a ladies' day. It is a family outreach.
Yes.
It's a community outreach.
And there's always men there anyway.
Oh, yes. Yes, there
always.
Are.
Always.
Yes, there are. And we, like I said, we never know what we're going to have, so... But keep in mind, you've got birthdays, you've got graduations, you've got weddings, then you've got kids going off to college, which here we are, it's in March, and we're talking about that, but it flies by.
Yes, it does.
So there are things that you can pick up for your student who will be going away
mm-hmm.
here at the auction. So you'll be taking care of their need while helping the children's ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Same way with a wedding. Or an anniversary. You can pick something up at our auction that would be absolutely appropriate and nice.
That's true.
So you're taking care of your shopping needs for those items
yes.
or for a birthday or a graduation
right.
while you're helping a ministry. So that I like to kind of plant that seed as well.
Of course.
You know.
Yes.
And you never know, honestly, even in our ministry when we're teaching these children day to day, we never know what seed will grow into that mustard tree.
No.
We never know what pebble will make the waves and how far they'll go out. It's just amazing.
It is.
Friday, we had our popcorn and a movie. And
Oh, so you're still having that as well? Okay.
Yes.
At Cornerstone?
It was at Cornerstone.
Okay. Okay.
And we had our popcorn and a movie. And Linda, I just had this feeling that we had purchased 60 hot dogs and buns. And I just had a feeling that wasn't enough. Well, I put out to the lead teachers, what's your thoughts? What's your count? And so by the time they got back to me, I thought, okay, we're good. Well, we weren't. We had to make a run. Hmm. We went through 108 hot dogs.
Really?
And, of course, the Heights, because of their business, they have a commercial-size popcorn maker.
Okay.
And they donate their time and the popcorn and the kids. So we have popcorn, water, and then the hot dogs.
Okay.
And they just love it. You know, they just had a great time. But we had 58 children come to that event.
Wow.
Now, Linda, you know that 58 children would top any other event we had in the past.
Yes, it would.
And we had parents and grandparents on top of that.
Hmm.
So, unable to get an accurate count, we had probably somewhere between 70 to 80 people there.
God is moving, isn't
and
he?
It was.
Wow.
It was wonderful. And but I should have listened to that whisper, you're not going to have enough.
Oh, wow. He warned you, right? And you
yes.
didn't pay attention. Okay.
And I am having the same whisper. So we are taking provision. We're taking precautions to have plenty of food.
Yes.
For whoever comes.
Right.
You know,
right.
So that we have plenty of food. And I never worry about the items. I never worry about the items. We always have plenty of items.
Oh, yes. More than enough.
Mm-hmm.
More than enough, yes.
I know. So, Linda, help me out. What else do you want me to talk about?
Talk about the importance of CEF.
It is
Goodness
very
Club.
Important.
Yes.
It is very important. In fact, the reason why I started talking about the popcorn and the movie night, because it is an outreach.
Mm-hmm.
It's an outreach for our clubbers, their friends, and their family. But I had a young man come up to me. He's taller than me now. And he says, oh, you're the one who taught me. And so he introduced himself. He's a seventh grader now.
Okay.
And my helper at McKinley was a woman in her late 70s. And she's now in her 80s. And so she has stepped down, but she still supports us.
Okay.
You know, she has stepped down, and he was inquiring about her. And that was so wonderful to hear.
Right.
And he says, please let her know that I've asked about her.
Oh,
and so,
so sweet, yes.
I called Norma, and I told her, I said, do you remember, I asked her, I said, do you remember David? And I gave his name and mm-hmm. and his description, and boy, what a little hot wire he was. But she,
you remember, right?
Yeah. But she recalled him.
Right, okay.
And he was just the most congenial, polite young man on mm-hmm. Friday. And that's the importance
oh,
of the
yes.
Good News Club.
Oh, yes.
You know, we don't know, Linda, we do not know what an impact we are going to have.
True.
But it's there.
Yes. Yes.
Because we're
Seed
being
planet. Yes.
That's right. And we are being obedient. I mean, there's many a times, you know, there's many a times we get up feeling a little rough and we don't want to go out in the cold. You know, we want to stay home where it's warm, where
yeah.
it's not raining, where it's not snowing.
Right, right.
You know, and and then but we go because we have a commitment.
Yes.
We are committed yes. to Child Evangelism Fellowship. We're committed to the Good News Club.
Of course.
We don't want to let the little ones down because they look forward to coming
yes, they
to
do.
Club.
Yes, they do.
And some of them, this is what they call their church. So, and we go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's those days that we really are blessed.
Yes.
It's those days that we come back so filled with the Holy Spirit. And so thankful that we were obedient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like mm-hmm. I come back and my heart's singing on those days. And I'm just like, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You know, thank you for keeping me committed.
Right,
yeah,
right. And forgive me for protesting.
Exactly.
And being negative about the whole thing. You
that's
know,
exactly right.
Because he really does bless us. Yes, he does. He does. Yes.
And that is the importance of the good news, because we're reaching one child at a time. You know, we are teaching children the biblical principles, historical principles.
Mm-hmm.
We're standing firm. Child Evangelism Fellowship stands firm. Their lessons that we all teach, so we're all teaching on the same page. It may be through our personality.
Right, right.
And, but it's all the same. The message is the same, and it's biblical. We are standing on the truth,
right,
of God's Word, and we're teaching the children that God's Word is true. And when you're teaching God's Word is true,
yes,
we don't have to go any further than that.
No, you know? No, because anymore there is no truth.
Exactly.
Not that there ever was. And Jesus made that plain when he was on the earth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he also made it very clear that the enemy was the father of lies. Mm-hmm. And that's what he does. So we have to remember that every day.
Exactly.
Every day. He is the liar.
That is exactly right. This year, I've taken more time, and it does take away from the club time, because, you know, I always say that the Good News teacher guide, or our study guide, is really teaching for dummies, because everything is there. Everything is laid out for you.
Right.
But I also find that I have to pull some things out, because
mm-hmm.
I just don't have time to get to it.
Right.
And also, this year, I have been really working with the kids on using their Bibles.
Good.
How to use it. You know, training them. What is the Old Testament? Mm-hmm. What is the New Testament?
Mm-hmm.
How do we find the books, the Bible? Because everything is done online now. All these kids have a tablet. Finding a page, the number of a page
mm-hmm.
of the Bible, takes forever.
I bet it does. Yeah.
Let alone trying to find
the book yeah.
of the Bible.
True.
But, you know, they're coming along, but it cuts in. And there again, too, if that is where Helping Hands come in.
Yes, yes.
Because
yes,
if
yes.
you have... Right now, for Elgin, I teach at Elgin, and I have a helper. But if you have two or three helpers, then you can help these children find the story in God's Word.
Right.
Because when I'm doing the story, I always tell them where to find it in God's Word.
Right.
And encourage them to go back home and read it, because there's always more details that we are not able to get to.
Oh, yes, definitely.
You
it's
know.
Too much of God. I mean, it, like you said, one scripture you can be forever. The rest of your life, he'll give you something new revelation. So there's no end to God's Word, and it's just...
And so that is a way that's really important for us to get that Word, and for them to be able to use the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do give Bibles to the clubbers. But what is a Bible if you don't know how to use it?
So true. It's just another book.
That's right. And so we've been really emphasizing getting in the Bible, getting into where we've been, reading every day, getting that time with God, you know, really promoting that quiet time with the kids.
Right.
And if we have helpers, additional volunteers... You may not want to do anything else, but sit there and help the kids find the Word. That's huge. Please consider it. Please think about it.
Okay. Thank you, Cheryl Lee, for coming and sharing with us about the silent auction, and also the Good News Club, and all these things that will be taking place this Saturday, March the 4th. Can't believe March is here already, but it is held at Cornerstone Alliance Church. Doors open at 10:30. So please share this with your friends and your neighbors and your family, so that we may be able to see you there and have a good time. And many things, that good spaghetti luncheon Get your mouths ready and get your pocketbooks ready as well. This is Linda Sims of Voice of a People. Thank you. Till next time, be blessed.
WWGH Radio LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For former coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Jim Tressel.
You know, it's interesting because everybody knows the story, obviously, of what happened there, but